95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review. Riggs, Steve, Josh, S. R. Perot. We're in the midst of a Morning Hog Brew Review with a little twist. Since it's dry January, right? We're enjoying some NA brews.
That's right.
There's two left. Where do we go first? Bottle or can? What are you feeling?
We'll go with the bottle.
Bottle, okay. Yep. All right. I think I recognize this.
How do you not recognize that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Lagunitas. I'm sorry. Lagunitas.
I go to Don't even give you me just start. Had
by,
to,
by,
didn't
by
you?
The way, I get this at a place, and the person who, it's the same bartender, and they go like this, I'll order a Lagunitas, and they'll go, oh, Lagunitas? They like do the hard itas.
It is odd.
You like that?
It happens me. So often that they have to put how you pronounce it on their packaging.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
This smells delicious.
Wait, I don't have to enunciate everything to know what I'm talking about. All right.
This is Lagunitas IPNA.
Okay. Like IPNA. That? Oh, I like that.
Fantastic Ooh. Marketing, right?
Brilliant.
Instead of Lagunitas IPA, yeah. IPNA.
They're very punny. I like him. I like how they
That's
go.
Pretty good.
All right. Now, Lagunitas, I'll tell you this much. Me and Steve over at our touchdown throwdown parties at Dave and Buster's, we get the Lagunitas beer tower. Right, we get the tower.
Yeah.
Okay. We have them fill it with 50 ounces of Lagunitas. And then we fight over who gets the last drops of it.
All right.
Now, that's the alcohol version. This one should have a lot less fighting.
Yeah, right. Kind of thing. Yeah. We'd be able to tell one of the two.
It's a mind screw.
Right.
Isn't it?
You can actually taste some hops in there. I believe there's a few different types of hops in there. Four or five of them.
Right.
They came out with this product about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And you'll actually see in 2023... Lagunitas is going to start focusing on this particular category, non-alcoholic.
Really?
Specifically hop water.
Okay.
Which isn't non-alcoholic beer. That kind of gets into a whole different thing, but still non-alcoholic. They have another product out called Hoppy Refresher, which is a hopped water.
Really?
And so this year you'll start seeing some flavored hop water.
Okay.
And you'll see a big push on that from a few companies, which is kind of ironic.
Really? Oh, wait, where are we going? Wait, we're going next? Are we going, is that what we have next?
Are you ready?
Let's do it. Okay. Come on. Let's get in the category.
So, Sierra Nevada's Hop Splash.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Like I said, this is not a beer.
Okay.
This is a hop water. So, non-alcoholic, zero calories.
Oh.
Zero carbs.
Oh, wow.
Zero sugar.
Okay.
This is a water that is carbonated and has been hopped essentially.
Okay, gives you the flavor of a hop without having to worry about any of the other cumbersome details like alcohol or
one of the fat. The most interesting categories to me right now.
It smells delish.
And there is a market
Fresca.
For it. This is something you can have. Sounds weird to say, but you could have this with your breakfast.
Oh yeah. Well, here we are.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the egg, Steve? Did we bring it? Oh, we forgot the eggs.
And to my knowledge, because it's just a water, just hop-infused water, no zero alcohol. This isn't 0.5 and below. This is zero alcohol.
Nothing was extracted.
Shouldn't get in trouble with that.
No.
Anywhere with
you. I should think not. I'm going to give my...
Hopefully not.
A little bit of color to it. I think that's just from some of the hop.
There feels like there's a flavor. Is it the hop? There's a hop flavor that you're getting, right? Not citrusy flavor like you would sometimes get in the hazy, but there's something.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Resiny,
yes.
Not as strong as a beer, obviously. You don't want it as strong as a beer, right? You want something that's still refreshing, which this very much is.
Yeah,
this would be great for the beer festival in between, especially guys like us that are there for 8 hours instead of the 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, for setups and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
To pace ourselves a little bit, but still have the flavor. But, you know, like I said, keep your eyes peeled because Lagunitas is getting into
hot
water. Sierra Nevada. So, you know, this is an emerging category as well.
I mentioned the half marathon we're doing. Maybe we rehydrate every 3 miles with this. What do you think about it, dude?
Have sat at my desk in the mornings and drink this.
Kind of actually.
No funny looks.
After like 6 miles, I'll probably want a beer. Anyway.
I'll bring a mobile cooler.
Okay, good. Yeah, Steve's going to drag a cooler through all 13.
No, it's like a backpack, pretty much. Like,
oh, I was going to say, aren't most coolers mobile?
Yeah.
No, but I mean... one for running, I should say. Okay. Like extreme mobility.
Okay. A body strap.
Extreme mobility.
That's a lot of detail. Now, all of these NAs, last week, this week, where we can find them. Hold on.
Definitely. Total One. Nice.
Oh, boy.
ABC, local independents, some Publixes, or you check out the website.
I know what it is. SRProt.com/beerfinder.
Knew it. Totally knew it.
All right.
Sorry.
A dry January, but we're not thirsty. We're quenching the thirst right here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog. Thanks, Josh.
Cheers.